Everybody, you're listening to Gaming Nation, the show that caters to the needs of the nation of gamers, with your hosts Paul,
hello,
and myself Matt. And today we have a special guest who's alone in his house with window repairman Spencer.
I'm scared.
All right, so Spencer's going to be here. He's not an official host, but just for a heads up, Spencer's going to be here a lot of shows, and he's going to be chilling out with us. So even though he's not officially a host, he's going to be our little co-host.
Because I'm cool.
Co-host. That's really cool, being our little co-host. All right, and last week we didn't do the show because Matt was at a wedding, so this show is going to be extra cool.
So what happened? What did you do in the past 2 weeks while we're gone?
Okay, well, I had a very eventful week. I started playing Diablo 2 again and got kind of far. Played my old barbarian, really cool. Definitely fun to pick that game up again, going back to my RPGing roots, and it was quite a fun game to play. And also, I did a lot of WoW playing this week, and it was really cool. And it actually got a new intense vigor for the game, and it got me really excited because we did a lot of PvPing, Matt and Spencer and I. And Spencer is level 66, Undead Warlock, which makes him pretty much more powerful than a 70. And Matt and I'm a 50 Druid, and Matt is a 40 Hunter, and we took down like 270s like 3 times in a row. So I think that's a pretty awesome accomplishment. So that got me into the game again. So now I'm trying to level. I'm at 52. I'm trying to level to so we can make an array team. So it's really cool.
To be fair, they really didn't know how to play the classes.
Well, they knew how to play. They just didn't know how to PvP. Like they never went. Half the time they didn't go for me.
That warrior. And,
like everyone who's smart knows in skirmishes.
No.
Everyone knows in skirmishes you go for the healer right first.
Yeah, but oh, that's true. You never die, but
and they went for me a bunch of times. I died a couple times because they threw the raptors at me. But remember, if you had feared, they would have been boned.
Yeah,
and you did a couple times. That's when we won.
That warrior sucked.
He was horrible. The hunter
was
okay.
Half the time. Like the hunter was taking me, and the warrior was just off. Like
he was standing there sometimes.
I know.
It was weird. All right. Anyway, so Matt, what happened in your week?
Well, I watched E3. Obviously, that was the big thing this week.
On G4.
No, not on G4, online. I didn't watch it on G4, I watched it online at GameSpot.
Yes.
Dude, G4 friggin' went to a commercial right in the middle of the Halo 3, like the premiere of the new trailer.
That was crazy, I hated that.
G4 sucks.
Yes.
Hello, that's just pretty much it.
I watched it on G4.
I know.
So you watched E3 on G4?
Well, we watched it on G4 Tech TV in Canada. We watched it.
Yeah,
it was still AOTS, but it was in Canada.
Yeah.
On G4 Tech TV.
I watched it at a friend's house. My parents are too lame to get the channel.
Yeah, you're still that's nice. All right, so Matt, what else happened in your week?
Well, because we didn't have a show last week, I was at my brother's wedding. That's the reason why we didn't have a show. Dude, the wedding was freaking hot. All right, I'm not going to give out any locations, but let's just... What?
Hottest wedding of the year?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The only wedding
I've gone.
What?
How was the bride looking?
It was my brother's wife, so I'm not going to say anything about that.
How was the bride looking?
Yeah. All right, so what was so hot about this wedding?
All right, well, it was, like, probably 110 degrees in the church. Like... It was just crazy. There was actually two people fainted. And I was a groomsman, and I had to sit down halfway through the ceremony, and because it was just so hot, I was sweating, and I went really pale. And the pastor, actually, he skipped a bunch of the stuff, like, in the wedding, because people were just, like, dropping like flies.
He just skips the vows and the I do and everything, and they don't even get married.
I don't think he did do the I do thing. I think he skipped that. But
you can't skip
that. Yeah, you can.
The main part.
Oh, well, he did. Dude, people were dropping like flies. He had to skip it. Like, it was
flies.
Really bad. Yeah, like flies.
It would have been funny if he skipped would anyone disagree with this?
Yeah. By the way, for all of those out there who are not American and happen to live in Canada, 110 degrees Fahrenheit is about 43 degrees Celsius.
It wasn't in Canada.
I know, I'm just saying.
It was near it, but I mean... Yeah, just for the people in Canada, if we have listeners
in
Canada.
Indeed.
But, yeah, so that was pretty much my week, and it was fun, though. It was very fun. The wedding was fun. With the chicks, it was fun. So...
Yes.
What, Spencer, do you have anything to do?
My week. Well, basically, for most of it, I actually I played Diablo with Paul a bit. We did the Warcraft thing. I leveled a lot. I was kicking Paul's ass. And I took my girlfriend to a movie. We saw Ratatouille.
Really?
Because I'm, you know, so cool like that. Like, you know, we went in there, and there were like 2 7-year-olds. I'm like, wow, what a bunch of losers. But we had a fun time. And and I saw E3 at a friend's house. And yeah. Besides
Did
that,
you get space?
Warcraft. What?
Did you get to step first base?
You know what? I went over this with you and Matt, and I told you not to bring any of that up.
Bad date. All right. Okay.
One thing I have to say is Ratatouille French. What is that supposed to be?
Yeah, oh, of course.
Because I remember.
No, it's not in French.
No, I know, but the word
France
takes place in France.
Because I know when I first saw it, I was like Ratatowl or Luli or something.
You fail. All right,
dude. Tell the first time you saw it, tell me you didn't go like Ratatouille.
I thought it was Ratatouille. I thought it was Ratatouille.
I'm like
Ratatouille or something.
My mom's like fluent French. And plus, you didn't know that. Like at 15, you didn't know what Ratatouille was.
No, what's Ratatouille?
It's a dish. It's food.
You didn't know how to pronounce it though.
Really?
Oh,
I've never heard of Ratatouille.
Wow.
An actual dish.
Never heard of it.
Is it rat?
You've never heard of
Ratatouille? Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Yes, they cook rats.
Well, I think it's a stew, but
the main character, Remy, yeah, he gets cooked and eaten.
That's what it's about. Like,
is that why it's rated G?
I just can't wait to be stew. Do-do-do-do. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I guess we should move on to the news this week.
Yeah, we probably should. So,
this week in news, we have lots of interesting stuff.
Yes, Paul, do you want to begin? With this
Indeed.
Brand
we start off with PlayStation 3's price has dropped $100. But this is because a new PlayStation 3 of 80 gigabytes, 20 more gigabytes than the current PS3, is on its way, and will be priced at the old price of the 60 gig PS3. Now, I have a huge problem with this, and I believe Spencer does too. The main problem with this is that, the PS2, you buy it, 3 years later, you have to buy the PS3. And everything's obsolete.
I always thought it was a bit of a scam. Like,
I
wasn't going to buy the 360, but, you know, they got...
Like, 6 months after, or like, you know, well, not six, but like, you know, 9 months after the PS3 comes out, they decide to make a new PS3. Now, I mean, the games still work for it, and the old ones and everything, but this one has bigger storage. So now everyone wants to go, so now they're pushing you, go and buy the new 80 gig PS3. It's cost more money. It's better. You have to buy it. So then all of a sudden, the PS3 you bought isn't good enough. It's never going to be good enough now, because now, in less than like 9 months, your system's going to be obsolete. Microsoft, to my surprise, did the same thing with the 360 Elite. So that, and they didn't just add a new hard drive; they added a huge new hard drive, and they added HD. Well, not true.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
True,
well,
but
But that's almost like a new system, because the hard
drive
is over double.
But it's just crap just to release it that soon.
They shouldn't have new system every 9 months. That's ridiculous.
That's so crap. That's just such a big scam.
Absolutely.
And it, like, sure, you have a bit more space, but, like, holy shit, like, it's not even a new system.
Every year they shouldn't be coming up with new stuff, and even if it was new system, it would be even worse.
I know.
It should be coming up with new stuff every
But it's almost like a new system.
It shouldn't be, though. It shouldn't be
It shouldn't have to be released that soon.
Every
it's,
year they should have
just got the 360. You just spent a crap
a year ago.
I know. And then a year from now, that system you spent $500 on is just gone.
You're just going to be pissing all your money off every year on something.
Actually,
you don't
the 360's almost been out for 2 years now.
I know. That's ridiculous.
That's still ridiculous.
The life of a gaming console is 3 to 4 years.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, for replay, yeah, because I mean, like PS2.
You guys have to realize that we're in a new age.
Well, it shouldn't
consoles.
Be this age.
It's so stupid, though. It's a scam. It's supposed to be a better age? When a new system comes out so frequently, it's not better. It's ripping everyone off, and it's a scam.
It is.
And well, systems, it's money.
Systems have always been a
no
scam.
No shit. And if we were in their position, we'd be, you know, so happy.
Oh, absolutely.
But for everyone else, it's horrible, and I don't think people should buy
now,
into it.
One every 4 or 5 years isn't that big a deal. If they come with a new system every once in a while, it is a scam, but it's affordable, and it's not that annoying. If they come up with new stuff every year, like the day after you buy your Xbox, they come up with an Xbox 360 Elite, which is better, then you're going to feel like shit and want to buy the Elite. And that's just bullshit.
And it feels like money wasted, and it's pointless. It screws you over. And I don't know why someone would actually do that.
So what's the point of even buying a new...
What's the point of
buying an 80-gig PS3 if they're going to come up with a 100-gig one a couple of months from now?
Exactly. If we don't buy it, we might send a message that this isn't getting to us. Like... if it keeps going on and we're going to be broke or no one's going to buy it, it's going to be pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling that this will be the last PS3, though. Because, I mean, they've already announced the PS4 and that they're working on it.
Oh, that's like 2010. They have, like, 4 years to fuck up.
Yeah, but, it's coming.
No, I don't
think so. Now they're going to add, like, they're still going to add new
So it doesn't matter. I mean, are you guys going to be buying a PS3 anyway?
No, but 360 did the same thing.
Yeah, but that's a huge upgrade. And it was a year and a half later.
They shouldn't have to make huge upgrades. If they're going to make a new upgrade, it should be years from now, and it should be way bigger than that.
But they did that for just so people, if you wanted a black Xbox, you could have it.
No, they didn't.
Xbox?
Oh, they did it to compete with Sony, and that's fair enough.
They did it before
fair
Sony.
To their competitors.
They did it before Sony.
No, I meant they did it to compete with Sony because it's black. Two, it's got a huger, way huger.
What is it, like 180 gigabytes or something like that? It's huge.
120. Mm-hmm. So they're doing it to compete with Sony.
Exactly, but I say wait until you're going to make a new console. Yeah. Add a lot more to it, new games, and then it's got the
Before, GameCube sucked, but Nintendo didn't release the Wii until they were for a proper margin.
That's true, but those are two totally different consoles.
No, but that's the same thing. Xbox is going to come up with something new. They should, if they want to add in more hard drive, then they wait till the next console shipment, which they're going to do. They shouldn't start shipping new consoles a year after. They should have a law where they state that you should only be able to like ship console like major gaming consoles like every like 4 years or something like that, because it's ridiculous.
I don't know about that. With the speed at which our technology is increasing now, I don't know about that.
I don't know if our technology should be increasing in speed. Anyways,
reduce the price or something.
Let's move on to the next topic. SecondLife.com voted the worst website ever by Time Magazine.
Which is interesting because just a few months prior to that, it was voted like one of the best websites or something like that.
And I really like that website.
Second Life.
Look wise. The site looks okay though.
It looks pretty plain and basic to me.
But it's not as bad as like some like really crappy like blog.
No, but I don't think that's not how they're voting it or rating it. No, it was MySpace that they originally voted one of the best.
Yeah,
now it's
MySpace
the second worst.
Bad.
Because I mean, it's
MySpace looks worse.
I don't think they're doing it by site. I think they're doing it by
okay,
content.
Okay, well no, it says vast. No, it says vast virtual world could be quite impressive. But it's notoriously slow.
Yeah, so they're rating
it's
it based
to
on
navigate,
the game.
Yeah,
the game. It's just such an odd, confusing game, and it's just in some ways twisted.
Yeah, furries. There's a bunch of furries
in
there.
And it's just like what I expected from a second life was, I don't know, like make up some town like every game does maybe, but have that set town and let you do whatever in the town. People are making out these random like wacko worlds where there's like these like floating ships and like these underground tunnels. And yeah, that's kind of cool, but then you just go into the middle of nowhere and it's just so weird and your characters are always twisted. And...
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. Yeah. I had fun with it for maybe an hour and then...
Oh,
it was
more than an hour, Spencer. You made that guy with...
That's only because I made my super jetpack guy with the rocket arm.
That was an awesome guy.
Seriously, yeah. Being able to fly is just such a bad...
But what sucks is, on my computer, the graphics never fully developed. Like
mine did, but it was really slow for me.
Mine worked okay.
I don't know why.
I get in, and you never remember anything. Like, there's no really memorable places.
And you can't. And it's so hard to remember where you're going, because there's so many places in the game.
I know. Like, you, and there's just random. Like, random cancers everywhere.
Oh, it's so
random.
So confusing.
All Second Life is bars and porn.
It's fine inside the bars, but when you're outside the bars, the
world
looks
crap. You're, like, in a waste. You're just in some, like, desolate wasteland that's, like, some random desert that hasn't been developed yet.
The world looks like crap, unless you're in the...
Yeah.
The inside.
It is crap.
Okay. It's not really a second life.
Want to continue?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, now we're going to do a little recapping of E3, and we're going to begin with Nintendo.
Now, Nintendo came out with a really interesting product at E3.
Yeah.
This product will revolutionize fitness. Matt.
The Wii Fit. Now, the Wii Fit, you get a little board. It's kind of like it looks a bit like a scale. And it acts as a new kind of Wii Remote thing. You stand on it, and you shift your balance. There's a few games that they're going to have for it, like a soccer headbutting game. But mostly it's going to be made for the game Wii Fit, which it'll give you goals that you can set for yourself. And then you'll be doing push-ups and yoga and stretches. And I think it's an amazing idea. And this is where they should have gone
good.
With.
It's a good advocate.
It's a good way to get video gamers active.
It's a good advocate for fitness, and it's good for even people who just, like, they get home, they don't have time to go do a big run, they don't want to sit there and do all their exercises, they just want to hang out in their Wii and do some exercises after work or something. And that's not too bad.
Honestly, it makes it fun.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fitness with enjoyment.
Exactly, and it's good for, it's fast and easy and fun.
There's not much to say about this. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out about it, but I mean, there's not much you can say other than it's an exercise.
Some of the games look really fun. They have some like DDR clone looking things. It's not like fast dancing. It's kind of like step up machines and stuff. But I mean, like they got some really fun balance games and stuff like that. And the video looks really awesome. So I mean,
it does look pretty cool.
And the pad itself, I thought it would just be like a little like plastic like flimsy DDR pad thing, but it's actually like this big like plastic board thing. It's like the size of your Wii. You stand on it. Really cool.
However, I don't think there should be a product that you got to pay $50 for. I think it should just be free with
the Wii. No, definitely not.
How much is it?
It's only $50.
I'm not gonna pay a regular game price for this though.
It's a whole fitness program plus you get a whole peripheral for it. And
I definitely think that's worth it. I thought it'd be more. Maybe I will get it.
Yeah,
it's only $50.
I have to get a Wii first.
Yes, so do I. We need to get Wiis, but.
I want a Wii really bad.
Then we can play Wiis. Then we can play with our Wiis together.
You know, I was going to get one for Christmas.
Great joke.
Yeah. It's not an old joke at all.
You want right. Let's move on to Microsoft. Actually, this isn't a new announcement. We've known about this for a while, but they've released a lot more content for it. And what I'm talking about is Halo Wars, the RTS based in the Halo universe.
I really didn't know how this would turn out, but I've seen some screenshots, and it looks pretty amazing.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. The graphics are pretty much like the Halo 2 graphics, if not...
I haven't seen the UI yet, but basically, I think the graphics are there's no contest. They're good. They're good. Basically, the only thing that's determining whether or not I'm going to play this game is the gameplay. If the gameplay is going to be simple and easy, it doesn't have to be simple and easy. It just has to be good. It can't be too complicated. It can't be too easy. It has to be just good gameplay style for an RTS.
I like complexity.
I'm saying they have to do it right. It doesn't matter if they do it good or like really hard or really easy. It just has to be right for the game, especially.
I gotta say, I didn't know this, but I just found this out. But this game is, I don't know if it's developed or published by. I'm pretty sure it's developed by Bungie, but being published, I think, by Ensemble Studios.
Yes, it's being published by Ensemble Studios.
And if most of you know, that is the Age of Empires, the company that created Age of Empires.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Age of Empires, classic but very simple.
Yes,
so,
Age of Well, it was one of the simpler ones. I think the most complex MMO I've played would be Empire Earth.
I never played Empire Earth before.
I know.
MMO, you mean RTS?
Yes. By MMO, I mean RTS. The most complex RTS I've ever played was Empire Earth. It was really crazy. But, I mean, like, Civilization and stuff like that is still pretty...
One of my favorites, actually, I played a while ago, Company of Heroes.
Yeah.
I haven't played that.
It's realistic in the sense that everything in the world can be you can interact with anything, basically. Tank can run over any object besides a house, I suppose. But everything has a counter unit. So you have a gunman, maybe
a tank
will blow them up. You have anti-tank. But everything does what it's supposed to. It's not like, oh, I got anti-tank. I got a bunch of these, and maybe I'll take down the tank. With this, you have an anti-tank, you'll blow the shit out of that tank.
Yeah.
Well, how is Company Heroes?
It's pretty good, I gotta say.
I haven't played it. I gotta try. Do they have a demo?
There's a good demo for it.
Okay, there's a demo.
I got it.
Okay, yeah, we'll try that later, because you were talking about that, I remember it was cool. Alright, so, Halo Wars looks like a really good game, and as soon as they start releasing more UI and info and game design and UI, I will be extremely interested. Sony's interesting release was really cool. It is the PlayStation Home. Now, the PlayStation Home, for all of you who don't know, is basically... Well, Matt can explain it better.
All right, well, I'm going to be a little bit hypocritical right here, but I'm loving how PlayStation Home is looking, even though it's basically Second Life. The only difference is that in this game, you don't really create your own things like you do in Second Life. There's already a persistent world going for you in Home.
Which is what I think is what Second Life should have been.
Yeah, and Home... You have your own house. I mean, there's stuff you can create, but you don't create, like, the world. You can edit stuff in your house.
Players that option is, or that power, you know, is going to end up in chaos.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
some of the kids on there.
Second Life went crazy. Those kids. So some of the buildings there, like, everything's just so crazy, and everything can be taken over so quickly. That's why the servers, that's why there's so much lag some of the time, because, I mean, it's just ridiculous how many people are just, like, changing things, and how they've added in so much stuff in there that the servers can't handle sometimes.
So, it's going to run through the PlayStation Network, which is their, I think it's their new online system, because in their...
Is it Wi-Fi? Like Wii or Wii 24, Wii Connect 24, or...
Wi-Fi, I would assume so.
Right? Yeah, because like Wii has the Wi-Fi internet connections, so...
The PlayStation or Sony Home is currently in beta. Obviously, you need a PS3.
Is it open, or...
I don't think it's open. Okay. I don't believe so.
You don't have a PS3.
No, I was just asking.
And so there's not much to say other than it's pretty much Second Life in a PlayStation Sony environment. It's looking good. It's not something I would buy a PS3 for, because it looks like something that you might play for a day. And edit your house and stuff, but I mean, there's not really that.
It kind of looks like a new advanced version of Animal Crossing in a way with full online.
Actually,
Animal Crossing was PS2.
Animal Crossing, that was GameCube.
I know, I said it was GameCube. What?
I said it was GameCube.
Yeah. It was GameCube, I know, that's what I'm saying.
Animal Crossing was a good game, so if this
ended up
like that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. This is kind of like a maybe more advanced online version of Animal Crossing.
Except it's not furries.
Yeah.
True.
All right, moving on to our next and last news story for the day.
It's another Sony story.
NCSoft will be delivering new online games exclusively for the PS3. This means MMOs and, no, not Auto Assault. However, what about Tabula Rasa and Guild Wars 2?
Guild Wars 2, please do not go with the PS3. God, I would hate to see that.
God,
PC exclusive, please.
No, PC, Xbox.
Not Xbox.
Xbox? I thought you didn't like Xbox.
I think if they're gonna do a console, it should do Xbox. Xbox would be. Guild Wars has. Guild Wars 1 had a slight lack of UI that I'd actually play on the Xbox. I wouldn't play Kona on the Xbox, but I'm
maybe.
Saying. Guild Wars, I would play. Guild Wars 1, I'd play on the Xbox. So
Guild Wars
is
select target, though. That would be worse on the Xbox.
Well,
Slash is easier. Which is why Conan
is going to be select target, dude.
No, it's hack and slash. You don't select targets.
You still need to select. You still need to select.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know about that.
No, you can attack 5 targets at once just by hacking your sword around. There's
no
selecting
targets. It has their health bar above their
model. You don't select the target. You just hit whatever. Whatever your sword hits gets hit.
Alrighty. Anyways.
But yeah,
so,
Guild Wars.
I think I could play Guild Wars on the 360, but I don't think I could play. If they got rid of Selected Target, it'd be fine.
Yeah, if it's hack and slash.
But even if it is hack and slash, just the amount of UI that's going to be in Conan is too much that I could play on the Xbox.
I'll probably rent the Xbox one, buy the PC one.
Yeah, but anyways, Auto Assault, good thing it's not going to be on there. Matt, can you give us a little insight on Tabula Rasa? Because I don't know too much about it.
All right, Tabula Rasa, from what I know, is an MMO FPS set in a very sci-fi world. It was created by Richard Garriott, Lord British, who is he also created Ultima Online, which should probably die sometime soon, because it's kind of way past its time. But, yeah, it's looking great. I don't know if they're in beta right now or not. I think I signed up, but I don't think they've given beta invites out. I'm not sure. I'll have to check that later. But, yeah, very sci-fi MMO FPS. It looks kind of good. It looks, Huxley, that one other MMO FPS sci-fi thing, I would probably drop that and just play Tabula Rasa. I mean, Huxley, it doesn't even look like it's coming out anymore. Because it's been development hell.
Paperware?
Probably. I mean, they were making such a big deal of it. Tabula Rasa, I think it might be a sleeper hit. Because there's really not that big of hype for it right now. I mean, there's a good amount, but it's not huge. But it's looking good. But from everybody, I guess it is in beta. Because I just remembered there are people who I've known who have been breaking NDAs. But I'm not going to obviously say their name. They summed up Tabula Rasa with an emoticon, and most of those emoticons were sad faces. One was a throwing up face, but
really,
yeah,
nice.
So that's Tabula Rasa pretty much in a nutshell, I guess. And Guild Wars 2, I hope ArenaNet finds a new publisher because I do not want this to be on PS3. And NCSoft said that all their MMOs from now on are going to be PS3 exclusive. So. ArenaNet.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah, it's exclusive.
That is ridiculous.
But City of Heroes and all their other games that they already have, like Lineage, City of Heroes, they're all going to stay on the PC. I don't know if they're going to be ported over to the PS3.
They're
but yeah.
old. I don't think they're going to port them to
yeah,
PS3.
Every future game, every future MMO by NCSoft will be on the PS3.
That is ridiculous.
I'm not too mad about that because, you know...
MMOs should have a PC presence at all.
They should, but it doesn't affect me really. Like Guild Wars was okay, but you know, Guild Wars delivers a good performance, then I might have a different opinion. But
I really hope
the fact that they're doing like all their games on PS3 is annoying. Like,
but I don't think Tabula Rasa is going to be for the PS3. I'm just pointing that out because unless they make a port, because it's already kind of they announced that after they've already gone into beta and announced Tabula Rasa for the PC. So unless it's a port, it's not going to be there. But
what if they take it off PC and make them redevelop? What if they take it off PC and make them redevelop for PS3?
Like a port?
No, I mean they take it off. They just like stop.
They just take it off PC.
And then they just make them redevelop it all for PS3.
I don't think they'll do that. I think Richard Garriott wants Tabula Rasa on the PC. If not, he's going to drop with NCSoft, I think. If they make him do it with the PS3, because I think Richard Garriott, he's a big PC guy. I don't even think he's a big fan of consoles at all. So we'll see Tabula Rasa
That's
on the
my
PC,
man.
Definitely. But Guild Wars 2, ArenaNet, please find a new publisher. If they're going to make you go.
Yeah, that's horrible.
I want to try Guild Wars 2. Wasn't a huge fan of Guild Wars 1, but Guild Wars 2 is looking promising.
Yes.
So you guys want to move on to the hype meter?
Absolutely.
Today in the hype meter, we're going to hype Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Paul, you want to start off?
Absolutely. This game looks freaking amazing. And if you remember last week, I voted Super Smash Bros. Melee as my favorite game of all time. Now, Super Smash Bros. Has always been a great series of games that I've always liked, and Nintendo has always been a great system for me. So I don't have a Wii right now. I have a 360, but I think I might just get a Wii just to play this game. Like, honestly, the graphics in this game have improved so much since the GameCube, and it looks so much better now. And, I mean, like, just the graphical stylings look so realistic, and especially for the Wii, which has graphics, like, that aren't always the best. Super Smash Bros. Definitely, like, pushes the Wii to its limits. And the new items and stuff like that look really good. I like banana peels and stuff. That's pretty clever. The new characters I like. I like Meta Knight and Pit. And Wario's definitely a good improvement since I've always wanted to put him in. Zero Suit Samus I think is cool, but is not really not my favorite character because, I mean, she's hot. But
oh my God.
The point is that she's – I hope her play style differs. I mean, it's not, I know it's going to differ from Samus. I don't know. It's just, maybe it could have had a more original
character.
Probably
going to be a lot like Fox because she has a gun, right?
Yeah, but I think they should make it a little more like – actually, her play style looks really cool. But I think they should have made him a little more original character, but I don't know. So graphics look good. The sound – this music is good as always. And everything sounds really everything looks really decent. The new stages with the Animal Crossing stage and all that look really, really good. And it's good to see Pit in the game again, because he hasn't been in a Nintendo game forever. So it's good to see some to bring back some of their old Roots characters. And no Sonic the Hedgehog yet, unfortunately, but I guess we'll have to deal with that. But anyways, I think I give this game a solid, I hate to say this because everyone's going to kill me, like a 9.5. Because there's like a 0.5 margin of error. I think they could, they're never going to screw it up, but they could certainly not live it up to the full potential, so I'm going to give it a 9.5.
Wow. All right. Should I go, or Spencer, you want to go?
You can take it.
All right. Let me start off by saying that any chick with a gun is hot. But,
case in point, Sophia Bush and the Hitcher.
Yes, okay. Zero Suit Samus. Pretty cool addition to the game. Wario, no. I know I'm never going to play Wario because I just hate that character. It's a pointless character in my opinion. Pit, who the hell is Pit?
Pit is a character from really old Nintendo game. I think it was Kid Icarus, and it was like 20 years ago pretty much. It was a long time ago, and he hasn't been anything since, so.
All right, well, Link and Kirby are in this game. So I'm happy, because those are my, like, two favorite characters, mostly Kirby, because Kirby's just kick-ass. And I love all the stages. The stages, there isn't one stage that I don't like, especially the Bridge of Eldin and Smashville. I love Animal Crossing, so Smashville is going to be awesome. Delfino Plaza, I loved Super Smash Brothers, or not Super Smash Brothers, Super Mario Sunshine. So Delfino Plaza, awesome. So I'm just going to rate this, and it's kind of funny, Paul, because I'm rating this at 9.5 also.
Nice.
The reason All right. for the 0.5 is, well, it would be 10, but some of the characters just suck.
Well, see, I like the characters. The thing I don't like, the reason I gave it a 9.5, one, was because it just, they might not live it to its full potential, and two, there's no Ness yet.
I personally think it's going to be lived out to its full potential. I just think that some of the characters, they could have had better characters. Where's Sonic?
I think without Ness, this game's going to be less than fun.
And I just think having Solid Snake in Super Smash.
Oh, that's going to be so awesome.
Makes no sense, but whatever.
It's going to be the only reason.
0.5. Might sound like I'm actually being harsh on the game, and it's kind of weird I'm giving it 9.5, but I love Super Smash Bros. I just hope it lives up to its potential.
All right, Spencer, give us your opinion on Super Smash Bros.
One thing, you guys, you have roots with Nintendo. I never actually had a real Nintendo system. Closest thing I have to a console would probably be Game Boy Advance. I didn't grow up with any of these characters. Occasionally, I'd go over to friends' houses and watch them play on their Nintendo 64, maybe get a chance to play the GameCube once in a while, but I didn't really know many of these characters. I really did like the first, though, and this does look pretty cool. Like, some of the characters look pretty awesome, and Solid Snake, I think, would just make the game really awesome. But since I don't have the same kind of connection, it's not something I'm too hyped about. Like, it's a fun game, but it's not exactly my kind of game. So I think I'm just going to rate it an 8.5, just because I'm not big with the Nintendo characters or style. And it's not exactly my type of game, but it's still fun.
That's actually pretty high. I expected lower because, I mean, the Nintendo characters, you either like them or you hate them. And if you didn't grow up with them, I mean, I don't know, but that just seems
the reason I like Super Smash Bros. One is kind of the nostalgia feature, which is
exactly. I don't have that. If they made some like PlayStation Smash Guys game.
Like Marvel vs. Capcom?
With like Ratchet and Clank and
oh, that would be awesome. Jack
and Daxter. And
Jack 2.
Yeah.
And
the story like behind that.
All those characters. I played those games like crazy. Like I was like I played all I think almost every Jack game. I was never big on Ratchet and Clank, but it was a cool game.
Up your arsenal. I'm going Commando.
The new one, Tools of Destruction.
I think they're going too far. They're making way too many. Like, how many more weapons? They have so many weapons.
It's so ridiculous. The new weapon they have, it makes the enemy dance.
I know. They're just getting lazy. They're watching TV while they're making this.
This is getting silly.
Yeah.
All I gotta say is, I'm looking forward to Crash Bandicoot, Crash of the Titans. All right, well, let's just move on to the 5, which is actually being renamed.
The final countdown, and you'll see why as the scene opens.
Yes, so here we go, the final countdown. Okay, so this is the final countdown. Paul, you want to start us off with the list of our favorite shooter games?
Okay, number 5 for me is Battlefield 2. Because, as I believe, some of the shooting in it was not my favorite, but the overall aerial combat and the oceanic combat was really interesting, so I enjoyed playing that. Not much else to say about that. It's hard to choose a shooter.
Number 4? Or are we all going to take
turns? Yeah, we're all going to take turns.
Okay, my number 5 is surprisingly, probably for a lot of people, probably expect it further down the list, Counter-Strike. It's a good game. I didn't play it a whole lot in my gaming lifetime. But for the time I did play it, it was a lot of fun. Just not the best, but it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed how Counter-Strike worked. Spencer, you're 5?
5th, some might find this odd. It's not an FPS. Star Wars Battlefront. I really liked it because even if you didn't have other players there with you, they were all about... Basically, it was huge, large-scale wars with a lot of computers. You could have extra players, but as opposed to just picking up any random weapon and calling yourself a sniper or whatever else, because, you know, people love to be other things. You basically each class before you start the game, and if you die, you get to rechoose if you want to. And in the expansion, which I really like, after enough kills, you could become a Jedi or a special character.
In the second game?
Second game, yes. I'm talking about the whole chain of Star Wars Battlefronts. I really like
that expansion.
And yeah, they're good for their class bases.
Sweet. Paul, number 4.
My number 4 is Halo 2. Because although it wasn't my favorite game, I'm not going to categorize the whole Halo franchise, because Halo 1 and Halo 2 were vastly different. I think Halo 2 was a little on the easier side, but the sword just killing people with the sword is probably the greatest thing ever. And even though it's not that part of the game technically isn't a shooter, it's really awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I love that part. So, my 4. My number 4 is Shadowrun. I just loved even though it wasn't the best shooter ever, I just love the concept of it and the idea of the magic and the tech spells and all that stuff. I mean, it wasn't the best. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that they can still work out with that, and one thing that they need to do is bring it to the XP. But The concept.
PC?
No, XP. Well, XP. It's on Vista.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, it's on Vista. I thought it was XP, too.
No.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And Gears of War is coming to XP, but Shadowrun, the concept was freaking amazing. It just, it wasn't taken out correctly. They could have done a lot more with that game, with the concept, too. And the fact that we missed an RPG element from the history of the Shadowrun series. But, yeah, Spencer, you're number four.
I know, I just wanted to say really quick about Shadowrun. I just wanted to say that I think that the actual casting and stuff was really cool, but the shooting overall was just terrible. And I don't know. I think if they had worked on their actual combat more than they worked on the teleporting and stuff, it would have been way better.
You know, really quick, I just wanted to tell you guys. I don't know if you guys knew this, but the reason they have all those like tech and magic things in Shadowrun, it's all based on hacks that that were found in Counter-Strike. They just kind of implemented, they took the hacks that the creators found in Counter-Strike and kind of implemented them as actual feature in a game.
That's really interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, that's it. Spencer?
Number four. It's not really what I say, but it's a pretty old game. I used to play with some friends. Killzone. It was a good PS2 game. Now, the thing about this, the setting was generally really dark, and you were either, I think, part of the ISA or the Hellgast, and the Hellgast almost in a way had a sort of Nazi complexion. They they massed and large. In the beginning cinematic, their leader seems to be a dictator. But it's a really dark game, and I'm not emo, but I do like that type of thing. it's a really rough type of thing. It's realistic. When a few shots will kill you, the gunshots sound realistic. It's not, you don't move really quickly, and when you move, you shake back and forth, so it's like a real type of thing. The guns are really good, because they're like real guns, like real machine guns and mortars. It's not like special, like, alien guns. There are no aliens. You do die quickly, but you kill the enemy quickly as well. And, yeah. That's probably Killzone.
Cool. Hey, Killzone 2 is coming out soon, right?
It should be, but it will be. Actually, you know, I think it might be PS2, but I'm pretty sure it's PS3.
Yeah.
I'm not sure though.
Fallout 3.
My number 3 is Halo 1.
Interesting.
Enough said. Honestly, it was just a really fun game. I preferred it on the PC. I played it on Xbox. It wasn't that bad. I just thought Halo 1 was a really interesting dynamic, though it was really fun. The imbalance in some of the weapons was really interesting to see how, like, the pistol would do a lot more than the machine gun, which I always thought was really funny. And that's why I liked it so much. I don't know. I just like the general imbalance. And just because it was so fresh back then, I mean, Halo 2 just kind of rehashed it. And I think when it was Halo 1, it was just really fresh and a really cool new battle system. And I liked it a lot.
All right, so my number 3 is Battlefield 2. Yeah, I just love Battlefield 2. My favorite thing is to just take the plane, the planes on many of the levels, the maps.
It drove me crazy.
That I just took the planes and just had fun with them, or what?
Yeah, you didn't do much. But and it became so easy for me. You told me where you were. And
I just hide. I'd sit in the cockpit. I'd just sit in the cockpit with you. I'd just, like, be the passenger and just sit there watching.
Before you could even get to the jet, I'd hide in that little tower and just hide.
I got you there eventually.
You didn't get me. I got blown up by someone.
I know, but I was right behind you.
Yeah, you found me. You climbed up the tower and found me, and someone blew me up. But Matt just kept going, oh my god, where is he? Where? And he kept hiding on either side of the wall, and I kept shooting. You're like, what the hell?
That was awesome. But yeah, Battlefield 2, a lot of fun. I recommend that game for the PC. If you can run it for the PC, not the 360, because they took a lot out of the game.
Oh, they only really took out aerial combat.
But that was everything to me.
Really good gameplay and graphics, though. And their online's amazing.
That's true.
And they've got way better weapons.
Your number 3.
My number 3, Call of Duty 2.
Interesting.
In terms of campaign, probably the most enjoyable, one of the most enjoyable FPS campaigns I've ever played. Didn't like the third one that much, but the second one had a great campaign mode. The guns were really fun. Like, I love using old World War II, like, quick reload, like you have to reload as soon as you shot type of guns, makes the game, it makes it more challenging. And it was pretty realistic, and generally I just really liked it as a game.
I recently found out that Call of Duty 3 was actually developed by a different team than the first two games.
And it shows.
Yes, it does. I had Call of Duty 2 on my my top 5. I actually took it off because I had Call of Duty 3 in the back of my mind by accident. But you're right. Call of Duty 2 is a very good game.
All right, on to my second, which will be a game that most of you know very well, Gears of War. Gears of War was my second because it was something completely fresh. I mean, the ducking and covering and everything, I mean, the total stealth-out combat, you're still these decked-out huge army guys with, like, and, like, you're hiding and you're sneaking in, but I mean, because – but you're still decked out. You're still these huge guys, but you're not, like, running in and shooting randomly. People don't do that in real life. Not always. And it's important to think, oh, who cares? I just like the game because they have the Lancer, and the Lancer is the greatest thing ever. Seriously, chainsaw bayonet? Nothing is better than that.
That was pretty fun. All right. My number two, probably not a game that a lot of you guys heard about. It's War Rock. It's a free FPS. It has microtransactions, which is probably, obviously, not a favorite by a lot of gamers. Obviously, not something I like very much, but since it's free, even though I don't have access to the better guns, I still get a chance to own it up sometimes. But I love War Rock. I've played it. I can't even count the amount of hours that I've played it. I've played it so much with my friends. It's an amazing game. Since it's free, I recommend just to try it out. It's by K2 Networks, and you can, I think it's warrock.net, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that, but just search it. Warrock, WARROCK. That's my number two. Spencer?
For my number two, I had Halo 2. Just because when it comes down to it, I can play any other realistic game, but I just have so much fun. I think it's the graphics. They're not, like, I'm huge with dark settings, but I think it's nice to take a break from that once in a while, which is why I'm a huge fan of Halo 2. Graphics are pretty good for the time. Vehicles are really fun. I love games with vehicles, and I don't think most games have enough of them. And the guns just generally are really good. And I love the online. It's so much fun. No playing friends. It's a good party game.
That is true. Halo 2, good party game.
Now we're on to our number ones.
Yep.
My number one will be a shocker to many. Star Wars Battlefront series.
Really? That is a shock to me.
Yes. How so? Anyways, I remember playing Star Wars Battlefront for PS2. I remember playing Battlefront 1 because I didn't have Battlefront 1. I remember playing with Spencer all the time. We used to play a bunch. And owe me a bunch. We'll talk about that a little bit later. I liked Star Wars I bought Star Wars Battlefront 2 like a couple days after it came out. I played all the time. It was really, really fun. It was a little bit darker. The graphics were a little bit better. Like some scenes were a little bit darker. It was kind of cool. They had the more of the Episode 3 stuff in it, so it was really good. And I'll tell a little bit story. Me and Spencer are pretty funny Battlefront story, but I'll talk about that after when we everybody else finishes with their number ones.
Okay, my number one. This is not going to be a shocker. Halo 2. I just love Halo 2. I've played that. I remember there's at least two summers where I played Halo 2 probably close to every day with my friends, split screen. It was so much fun. We had such a good time. And after a while, we used to do a lot of map and weapon combinations. And we ended up coming up with our favorite, which is the Lockout map and all swords, and that's pretty much all we play now. I'm not even used to the regular weapons anymore, but
I can't stand the sword.
Oh, I just love it. We have so much fun. It's
the sword is so I am so good with the sword.
It is just
I have psychological problems with it.
It's just such a great game to play with your friends, and it's really quick. I mean, it's not hard to learn. Which is a great thing. The Halo series, awesome. Halo 2, my favorite out of the series. Hopefully Halo 3 will be the best. Spencer, you are first.
One thing about the Halo, like I was saying, whenever I have a friend who's really good at the sword, when he picks it up and charges at me, I can't shoot straight. I freak out. I don't shoot and I run. I just can't deal with it because it scares the living shit out of me.
Awesome.
Number one game, and I'm glad Paul at least made it number two, Gears 4. Probably one of the best shooters I've ever played. One of the most realistic, really gory, and really violent. It's not just, oh, you die and fall over, because, you know, that happens a lot. There's never blood when you die. In this game, you get sniped in the head, your head will blow up. You get shot, you'll bleed.
Torpo.
You get blown up. Someone shoots you with a rocket, you don't just go flying. You actually blow up. It's really strategic, probably one of the most strategic games ever, just because of the whole ducking system. And I like third person because it makes ducking easier because you can see over walls. But it's true, and it's not basic walking in. The only form of running is actually an army charge. You get down,
getting from wall to wall, pretty much.
And you can, but every wall, every object that sticks out is basically you can interact with, and it's really cool. Just really going. It's a great game. Great online. I recommend it.
I have to say something that was an honorable mention. Mercenaries, Playground of Destruction.
Great game.
Hopefully Mercenaries 2 can show us something more, because after a while, Mercenaries kind of does get old.
You have to be the German guy again.
But yeah, Mercenaries 2, don't fail me. Okay, and now before we wrap up the show, I'll let Paul and Spencer tell their Star Wars Battlefield story.
So Battlefront.
I'm sorry.
We were playing on Geonosis, and basically, as always, I was owning Spencer.
Yeah.
So I had 70 men left, and he had one. He was the only one left in his entire army. So it was basically me and 69 other NPCs. So it was really awesome. We were just owning, right? So all of a sudden, I was like, dude, there's no chance you're going to win. 70, you did really well. So then he took 20 of my men down. I was at 50. It was still 50-1. I said, okay, dude, seriously, nice try. It took down 20 of my men. I got 50 on you. You're not going to win. About 15, 10 minutes later, I had 20-1. I was like, dude, what the hell?
That's
you took
awesome.
Down 50 of my guys. Dude, you can't win now. There's no way. Like, I mean, we're going to beat you. I got you on the ropes. Then it got down to 5-1. I was like, holy crap. I might not. No, I was like, I'm gonna win this, dude. I got you. I'm in the ship. You're in nothing. What are you gonna do? I'm gonna beat you. All of a sudden, he kills the rest of my guys. It's me.
That's
left.
Awesome.
I was like, dude, I admit that you're doing really good, but I'm not gonna let you win this. I can't let you win this. And then he kills me.
Wow, you
and
suck.
As soon as I won, all he said was, "Shut up, stop talking."
Yes.
Wow.
That is the least proud day of my life.
That sucks. That's awesome,
7-1. It was all a fluke.
70-1. How the heck did you win that, and how long did it take?
It only took, like, I don't know.
The thing was, I basically got in a ship, because I'm like, no way I can take them on the ground, so I was just plowing them down. So then he gets in one of those, like, spider walkers, which has, like, this, like, ship-blowing-up laser. He hits my ship. I'm almost dead. I land it. So I go on foot, run straight at him. Well, he's in the spider, and he's like, "Where are you?"
I'm like, I was oh, so close.
Know, I headed back to the ships. So he starts walking over to the ships. I jump into a droid ship behind him, and then just blow the living shit out of him. So he's dead. So he gets to respawn again. But I've got one guy left, which means I'm not allowed to respawn. I die, it's over. So I'm back in a ship. I fly back in the air, start plowing down his men. Then I take him, and it was a great moment for me.
That's awesome.
A 70-1 lead, and I won.
Yeah.
Wow. Alright, well,
anyways,
that's a good note to end the show on.
Not for me. Alright.
Alright, well, if you want to email us, if you have comments, questions, or suggestions, you can email us at gamingnationmail@gmail.com. That's gamingnationmail, mail@gmail.com.
And if you want to check out our blog, you can go to www.gnpodcast.wordpress.com. gnpodcast.wordpress.com. Now, on that note, we will leave the show to a 10-second warming tune, guitar tuner solo by our own Spencer. Hit it.
Hit it, Spencer.
Thank you. And you have been listening to Gaming Nation.
This is the Gaming Nation crew signing out.
Signing out.
Hello.